But Polderman's et al. 1999 suggests an even more simplified approach. Three facts must be remembered. 1. Patients with high risk for coronary disease, which is defined as age over 70, angina, prior myocardial infarction on the basis of history or a finding of pathologic Q waves on electrocardiography, compensated congestive heart failure or a history for congestive heart failure, concurrent treatment for ventricular arrhythmias, current treatment for diabetes mellitus, or limited exercise tolerance, defined as the inability to perform most daily activities, who also had a positive dobutamine stress echocardiogram, had a 3% perioperative mortality when treated with perioperative beta blockers and then undergoing major vascular surgery, which included abdominal or infrainguinal aortic reconstruction. 2. Patients who underwent CABG surgery have a 3.2% overall mortality, 3% stroke rate, and 10% nursing home admission rate. 2 of the 4 patients excluded from Polderman's who had dobutamine echocardiography with extensive wall motion abnormalities, who underwent CABG rather than get beta blockers, died. 2 out of 4 patients is a 50% mortality for patients given CABG prior to vascular surgery for floridly positive dobutamine echocardiograms. Let's see. The risk of CABG is 3.2%. The risk of major vascular surgery in the highest risk group on beta blockers is 3%. The risk of major surgery in the highest risk group not on beta blockers, 30%. The risk of major vascular surgery after CABG is 1.5%. You do the math. 3% is less than 3.2 plus 1.5.